Well, fellow members of the Philadelphia Society, distinguished members as well, and of course, guests, I'd like to welcome you to this session, which begins properly now, and the topic is the future of freedom in the digital age. Now, as Lenore mentioned during the members' meeting this morning, she and Chris have put some thought into doing some experimentation with how we present particular sessions at Philadelphia Society meetings in the effort of trying to explore new ways of discussing ideas. But it's not just that. We're also trying to devolve more deeply into questions and subjects that I think it's fair to say conservatives have spent less time thinking about. Questions of changing technology. Questions of changing demographics. All these things are raising social, political, and economic changes for which some people would argue the tools of conservative traditionalism or fusionism may or may not be adequate. And we have thought that it's for a while that it's good for us here at the Philadelphia Society to hear more from people who have thought more in depth and at length and in a variety of locations about subjects like the nature of freedom in an age which is, whether we like it or not, becoming more and more digital. And when I looked at the program as the preparations were being made for this conference, and I saw that Jeffrey A. Tucker had been asked to address us on this subject, I was very pleased because I really can't think of anyone who has thought more and spoken more about this subject in a way which I think not only is challenging for people of a conservative mindset, but interestingly, as I think you'll discover, Jeff is very good at bringing the perspective of tradition to bear upon many of these subjects. If you talk to him about something like technology, I guarantee, as I found last night, within about 5 minutes you'll be in the Middle Ages. Which is true. So let me tell you something about Jeff Tucker. He is the editorial director for the American Institute for Economic Research. He's a columnist at Forbes magazine. He is a senior distinguished fellow of the Austrian Economic Center in Vienna, Austria, a research affiliate for the RMIT University Blockchain Innovation Hub in Melbourne, Australia, my homeland. He's an honorary fellow of the Mises Brazil, an affiliate fellow of the Acton Institute and the Mackinac Institute. He's the founder and chief liberty officer at Liberty.me. He's an advisor to blockchain application companies. He's the past editorial director of Fee and Laissez-Faire Books. He's the founder of the Cryptocurrency Conference and the author of literally hundreds of articles in scholarly and popular outlets, and at least 8 books which have been published in 5 different languages. He speaks widely on topics of economics, technology, social philosophy, and culture. The format this morning is also going to be a little different. It's going to be more in the way of the tradition, I guess you can call it that, of a TED Talk presentation. Jeff's going to talk for about half an hour, and then we're going to have Q&A. So without further ado, Jeff Tucker.